Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, it's time for the Saturday news again. And Gareth has actually decided to join us this week, so I've not replaced him with a dog, although I still think I should probably just replace him with a dog.
Ah, I didn't know you did that. That's a shame.
You mean you don't watch the product when you go away?
Well, I just had a week off, right?
Yeah,
whatever. Some time away.
Anyway, this is the news. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure to subscribe to the channel and all that shiz. And in the description below are timestamps to all of today's stories, so go check them out. But first off, we have some big news about some big possible news, maybe. It's got a bit of a twist in the tale, this one. Mike Johnson of PW Insider did report last night that we may see the return of a former Divas champion, a former women's champion of Melina. Not been in seen. She was made a cameo on Raw, I think, in 2019, but other than that, she's not been seen since 2011. WWE did try and get her back for the Royal Rumble in 2020 this year, but she was under an agreement with NWA, so she couldn't do that. But that agreement has since passed, and according to PW Insider, multiple sources have said that she will be returning within the next week, that soon. Now, the twist in the tale of this is that Melina has now gone on to Facebook and completely refuted all of these claims. Now, this is quite long. I think I'm just going to read through the whole thing, give you it all, and let you decide down in the comments what you think is happening. But this is what Melina said on Facebook. She says, "This makes my heart ache because I love my fans so much. I want you to realize that these sites that claim that they know what's happening don't. How many times have they falsely reported things about me and said I am returning? You can't believe them because they do not report real or correct news. They often twist things up to get clicks. I am not signed with the WWE, but that doesn't mean it's not a possibility. My reason for this post is that it bothers me that these sites lie to fans. If I potentially get signed, don't forgive them for lying to you. I know there are those that aren't a fan of mine, but I still will care about them as I do my own fans. I don't like when people lie to you and or bring your hopes up. You deserve better than that. You should demand better than that. They think it's okay to pull these stunts because you'll still follow or click that link. You should follow sites that don't treat you like you're stupid and do not lie to you. It seems like a lot of wrestling news sites do that, though. I don't know what my future will hold, but I know 2020 has taken so much from me, from all of us. Going back home to the WWE would feel like everything I've gone through was for this very moment, but we don't know what's going to happen. There's so much more than just give someone a contract. I lost my father last month. Am I emotionally ready? I'm 41. Am I physically capable? Is there a story available? Simply talking to the WWE makes my heart happy. I am grateful for my time with them. One day I'll come home, but when the time is right. So if that doesn't happen now, I'm sorry. You thought I was returning. If it does happen, well, these sites ruined a great surprise. You should be upset that they cheated you of that moment if it happens. If I don't come back, it's okay. My life is always about gratitude and positivity. Melina will always find and create happiness, even when it seems like there is none. But if I return, I am going to put every bit of my heart in it to honor my father and every bit of my soul for the loyal fans who followed all these years, standing by me through the good and the bad. I love you all so much. Never forget that. Please stay safe." So, lot to unpack in that. Obviously, completely disputing the claims at the beginning, but then she also says that she is in talks with WWE, so maybe the reports just got twisted somewhat. But then she also says that, like, she might be returning, but she also might not be returning. So judging by that, it seems like she's in talks with them, but nothing is set at the minute. But is she just saying that because she's annoyed that the site spoiled her return and she wanted it to be a surprise? Or is she just telling the truth completely?
I think it's the fact that she probably had an agreement, probably, I am very much assuming, just based on the reports that all came out, they were very similar, every report that came out. It seemed like she was set to come, like in the next week, she was set to come back to Raw or SmackDown. We didn't know which, could have even gone to NXT for all we know. And now, she even said it in the actual thing she's put there on Facebook, like, they've deprived us of a surprise, which All right, yeah, they probably have, but would Melina have come back to WWE and instantly gone after a title or anything like that? Probably not. So it's not something where it's completely ruined a mega program that's going to like carry us all the way to the Royal Rumble or anything like that. It would have been nice to see it. I don't know. For me, I'm not sure where she necessarily would fit straight in. I guess that's quite exciting. Like,
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Maybe she joins back up with John Morrison and like she's like a third. They make a trio with The Miz. That could be quite cool. I don't think we've ever seen that.
The Miz could be the other M. Although you need to make Morrison go back to being Johnny Nitro.
They could do that.
Or make The Miz the Niz. I don't know if that works either.
No, I like that one. No, but I don't know with Melina. To be honest, I feel like she has some star power that she can bring back with her. Like when she came back for the Raw reunion, it was a. As a dog, as that's my, yeah, the guy's taking my job. Okay, that's fine. Don't worry. I'm only a little bit hurt. There you go. Get him. There you go. But I'm not sure. I mean, it'd be great to see her back, but I'm not heartbroken when I found out that, like, this hasn't ruined any surprise for me. If anything, it's made me just eager to see her. It's a way, she wasn't on my radar before this, so I don't know.
Yeah, totally. It's, like, completely come out of the blue. I like Melina. We've met her a few times at, like, wrestling conventions and things, and she's always been super nice to us, so I'm always going to be on her side. So, yeah. Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Let us know in the comments below what you think.
Okie dokie. Right, so the next thing we need to talk about, obviously, there was SmackDown last night. We're not going to go through all the SmackDown stuff that went on, because, to be honest, there wasn't that many big breaking news stories coming out of the show. It was just really... Yeah. It was steady. Kept you going towards Night of Champions. And they said, "No, that was the other one. This is Clash of Champions, Gold Rush," which, coincidentally, a person involved in this match sold that pay-per-view name better than anybody has so far. So I'll get there. But there is now, supposedly, there's been announced. Jeff Hardy pretty much announced it. I'm not sure if it is properly official at this time, but there's going to be a big triple threat ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship at Clash of Champions Gold Rush, as Jeff Hardy said it, and it was brilliant. So I'm really excited for this match because all three of them are brilliant. Sami Zayn and AJ Styles had a cracking little match on SmackDown. Got me very excited for it. And it's Jeff Hardy and a ladder. What more do you want?
Yeah, you can't really go wrong. The talent in that match, throw in some ladders. It's going to be really good fun. I really don't care who wins either. Any of those, I would be perfectly happy with being the Intercontinental Champion. Kind of want it to be Sami Zayn, just so he can stop it, dog. continue on the run of just being the sort of obnoxious, annoying heel. It's like, haha, I told you so, I am the champion. And it being a ladder match, he can completely steal it from out of nowhere. So,
well, he is the rightful champion, Phil. So, yes,
this is true.
But then really quickly as well, we also got another match announced, another championship match for Clash of Champions, and that was the Lucha House Party are going to challenge Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura. Cesaro beat Gran Metalik on SmackDown, but now for some reason there's going to be a championship match, because if you lose matches on SmackDown, you get a title match. So,
yeah, and there's no other tag teams on SmackDown.
Speaking of tag teams,
Over on Raw, they have announced it on next week's Raw, which is the go-home show for Clash of Champions Gold Rush.
Of course,
you've got to get the Gold Rush in there. There is going to be a triple threat tag team match to determine the number one contenders to go up against the Street Profits at Clash of Champions Gold Rush. And the match is going to be Dominic Mysterio with Humberto Carrillo going up against Seth Rollins and Murphy, going up against Andrade and Angel Garza. So... will be interesting to see what happens there, since Andrade and Angel Garza kind of vaguely broke up on Raw this week. Seth Rollins and Murphy, well, they have some kind of weird relationship that's very abusive at the minute, especially with like Seth Rollins on Raw. And then, so yeah, who knows what's happening with those two. And then Dominic Mysterio and Humberto Carrillo.
But I don't understand how... The team which seems the most makeshift now seems like the team that's most likely to come out of it and not kill each other. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The other teams that have actually been teams recently seem like they're very much, I think they've passed the edge of exploding. They've already exploded a few times. But then this team that seems like they've just lumped two people together, they seem like the unit that's going to probably stick together in this, which is crazy.
And why isn't it Dominic and Ray?
Well, I get he's got a little tricep-y thing. I get that. But Carrillo, I'm a bit like...
about that.
Is that just like a vague thing where, oh, you remember a couple of months ago when he came and helped you out? He's your partner now. It's like,
I guess. Oh.
Where was he when he was getting beaten up with a kendo stick? Huh?
Indeed. Nowhere. Bastard.
Exactly.
Anyway, there are going to be some other matches on Raw as well. There's going to be Braun Strowman versus Dabba Kato in the Raw Underground fight, because that sort of talent swap between the things doesn't include Raw Underground because it's underground. We're also going to get an update on Randy Orton's condition going into Clash of Champions, and we're going to get Drew McIntyre versus a match we've never seen before. Or maybe we have Keith Lee. We'll see. Have to see how they get out of having a finish for that one this week, next week.
To stop ruining good matches, guys. That on paper is such a... Yeah.
It is amazing. It's a brilliant match, but they just seem to be running it into the ground because that's what they do. I don't know.
You never know. But speaking of things going down in the Thunderdome, which I didn't do the Vince McMahon voice then. I feel like I've let myself down, but it's fine. We'll get there another time. NXT TakeOver could be coming to the Thunderdome. Got it in. So this is apparently, according to the Wrestling Observer newsletter, they said that talks have been ongoing about potentially bringing NXT over to the Thunderdome at some stage. Now it seems like the next TakeOver event could potentially happen at the Amway Center. But if it doesn't, it will go down in full sail like they have done recently. But for me personally, I'd quite like to see it in the Thunderdome because I feel like I'm so tired of people banging on those plexiglass things and the really... I get it. They've got chimed in fans for the Thunderdome and the rest of it. And yeah, you get your boos and cheers when WWE want you to do that. I get that.
Yeah.
But that, for whatever reason...
You got that with the fans banging on the windows anyway.
That's what I mean. For whatever reason, it feels that little bit better when I can see actual real fans in the audience rather than people with masks on going, we've been told to do this. It's like, it just... Yeah,
and the audio in the Thunderdome does seem to be getting a little bit better as they go along. Like, they're getting a bit better at the fake canned noise. So.
Yeah. But I'd like to see it in the Thunder. I want TakeOver in the Thunderdome. That's my vote on this. So we'll see if it happens.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Something a little bit different for it. Make it stand out from the other TakeOver, other NXT shows. Makes sense.
Yes.
I'm going to round things off now with a Twitter question, only the one, because one person decided to put a picture of their dog on the tweet, and so I kind of can't, like, ignore that.
No, I saw this, I'm so glad, yes.
So, Mark Solid on Twitter says, happy Saturday, guys, hope all is well. Thoughts on Heyman bringing Brock back to Raw to claim that title, and him and Roman conquer brands until WrestleMania to have hopefully Big E and Drew defeat them. Saturday smiles, and then there's a picture of it.
Yeah, So let's just ignore that. Let's talk about the doctor. No, I'm joking. I like this question, though, because I love how sassy it sounds. It's like that title on Raw, you know, that other one that's not the Universal title. I'd love that because I like it when the shows are connected, but they haven't got people popping up on every show. Do you know what I mean? I like it when there's little narratives that weave in and out of each show and there's a connector. Like, they were talking, I think, yesterday about Big E and Kofi Kingston potentially being split on brands, but then having Xavier Woods as a manager for both. It just keeps everything connected and keeps you wanting to watch both shows in a weird way. So I'm up for that. I'm so up for that.
Yeah, 100% up for that. I think just the image of Heyman having all of the BC champion boys by his side is amazing. And for that whole thing to crumble at WrestleMania would be a really good moment.
And that's their stable name, the Beastie Championship Boys. I like that.
Yeah, 100%. Did you have something to close us off with?
Yeah, I do. I've got a very, just made me giggle last night story. That's how I'm going to summarise it. The Rock has ripped his front gate off because he's The Rock. It's the best thing ever. He's currently filming Red Notice, which is going to land on Netflix, I think, next year. No, this year, November, apparently. So, yeah, it's going to get wrapped up pretty soon. So his gate locked because of a power outage after some severe storms in the area. You know, happens to me all the time. My front gate just locks on me. I've got to, oh, am I going to get out? The Rock decided that, no, he wasn't going to climb the gate. He wasn't going to go under the gate. He was going to go through the gate. So after pushing, pulling, and ripping, the gate completely got pulled off by The Rock, for want of a better phrase. He said he ripped it completely out of the brick wall, severed the steel hydraulics, and threw it on the grass. My security team was able to meet the gate technician and welders about an hour later, and they were apparently in disbelief and equally scared. That is a quote. As to how I ripped it off, laughing emoji. Not my finest hour, but I had to go to work. No, Rock, I disagree. I think this is your finest hour. This is brilliant.
Nothing stops a Rock from his movie. I'm torn between either the Rock is insanely strong, which is obvious anyway, just look at him, or he just bought a really shoddy gate.
don't ruin the dream, Phil. He's Black Adam, right? He's incredibly strong.
He is incredibly strong.
That's just crazy. I wanted to know, where was somebody with a camera at this point to see the Rock? Get red notice.
You must have CCTV or something.
Oh, we need to see that.
Release it, Rock. Sign up. Everyone on Twitter, tweet at the Rock to release the security footage of him tearing off his own gate.
Release the Rock cut.
And on that gate smashing note, that is the Saturday news. Thank you very much for joining us. If you want to talk to us, you can follow us on Twitter at FilmMyChambers, and you can follow Gareth
at GMorgan04.
And you can follow everyone at WhatCulture at WhatCultureWWE. Ups and downs coming in a bit on the channel, and then there's going to be a full SmackDown review on a podcast later on. So make sure you join in for those. But most importantly, have yourselves a bloody good day.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.